It's Friday, January 31st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At least 16 Christians were killed this month in Plateau State, Nigeria, by Muslim Fulani militants, reports International Christian Concern. The extremists carried out the attacks against three villages, some of which have been attacked for years, while the Nigerian African government has done nothing to stop the attacks. The Fulani Muslim militants have used these kinds of attacks to take over grazing lands. Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Matthew 5 verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Filipino senator and world champion boxer Manny Pacquiao shared his testimony at the National Bible Day event this week. Pacquiao authored the law declaring the last Monday of January as National Bible Day in the Philippines. 100,000 Bibles were printed for the event to be given away. At the event, Pacquiao made these remarks.
"The Bible is the only book we need to discover the foundational truth of how to know and walk with God."
He also said, quote, "We want to have that recognition of the role of the Bible in the community life, family life, and national life. Read the Bible because it will lead you to all truth. The Bible is the manual to life." 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." The World Health Organization declared the China-based coronavirus a global health emergency. The coronavirus has now infected over 8,200 people, killing at least 171 people in China, and has spread to 18 other countries. Currently, the coronavirus death rate is about 2%. That compares to the Ebola virus at about 65% and the H1N1 flu at about 0.02%. Robert Idle, the senior counselor to U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, addressed the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities President's Conference in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Idle said, quote, "The Secretary is committed to respecting your convictions and free exercise of religious beliefs that our Constitution has protected. In fact, Secretary DeVos says the First Amendment does not exist to protect us from religion. It exists to protect religion from the government," end quote. Idle said a new rule, set to go into effect in July, will protect faith-based institutions from discrimination when applying for accreditation. On January 22nd, the Trump administration reversed an Obama-era decision, restoring $350 million in federal funding to the Texas Women's Health Program. Texas lost the funding 7 years ago after refusing to fund abortion giant Planned Parenthood in the state. Since that time until now, the Texas Women's Health Program has been funded through the state so that they would not fund abortions. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the restoration of funding, saying, quote, "I am grateful to President Trump and his administration for approving this waiver and for his commitment to protecting the unborn while providing much-needed health resources to Texas women," end quote. A new Pew Research study found that 90% of U.S. church-going adults are somewhat or very satisfied with the sermons at their place of worship. However, the number of those who were very satisfied was much lower at 49%. 56% of Protestants said they were very satisfied with their church's sermons, while only 32% of Catholics said they were very satisfied. Evangelical Protestants were even higher at 61%. Pew said it is unclear why churchgoers' satisfaction in sermons differ, but they did note that based on a previous study of 50,000 live-streamed sermons, Catholic sermons are the shortest, at a median of just 14 minutes, compared with 39 minutes for evangelical Protestant sermons. Evangelical sermons were also more likely to mention sin, salvation, heaven, hell, and Bible. Acts 2 verse 42 says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." And finally, for the first time in 4 years, the U.S. life expectancy rose a little to about 78 years and 8 months. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the study of 2018 data on Thursday. This reverses a trend from 2014 to 2017, where life expectancy was dropping with surges in overdose deaths and suicides. Plus, 2018 saw a decrease in cancer and drug overdoses. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, January 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.